Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Arizona human chop shop has been fined and ordered to pay $58 million. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Holly Mead. Well, this is a ghoulish commerce in human body parts. And this particular organization called Biological Resource Center actually has now been ordered to pay $58 million to families. These families, Holly, were giving consent to donate the bodies of their loved ones so that certain body parts can be used for research and developing various kinds of research protocols and even cures, if you will. But the evidence at trial is that this particular organization, the Biological Resource Center, was actually brokering body parts. In fact, instead of getting these bodies that the people consented for research, they chopped up the various body parts, and then they became a broker, selling them to other brokers for profit. These individual bodies were not being used for research. As a result, the families found out about it, that this particular entity was just chopping up their loved ones and selling them to other brokers for higher prices. And a jury ultimately ordered this company to pay $58 million in damages. But, you know, the interesting, horrible situation here is that what this particular company was doing in order to pay $58 million is no different than what Stem Express and Biomax, other human organ companies were doing and are doing with regards to aborted babies.
You know, that's what's bizarre, Matt. I mean, the FBI raided this company in Phoenix in 2014. It has since closed. It shut them down for selling parts of these donated bodies for profit. They had at least eight families that said they donated the bodies of their loved ones to the facility for medical research. And like you said, it's exactly what we are fighting right now with Sandra Merritt, who uncovered what Planned Parenthood does every day for huge amounts of profits. Of course, $1 is too much profit in this case because we're talking about precious babies, but they're doing this every day. So this is so ironic to me.
Yeah, if you go back to a 2015 video, this is one of those early videos that David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt did. Where they recorded different people, Planned Parenthood, abortion facilities, affiliates and leaders, and then also others in the organ procurement companies. And this one was Stem Express. It was the CEO, Kate Dyer. And this was recorded on May 22, 2015. And Kate Dyer, the head of Stem Express, said that the body parts were oftentimes done intact, that they actually got intact babies, entire babies, completely intact.
Well, they intentionally changed the process for the abortion, didn't they, and had the baby come out breached so they could get those parts.
Yeah, and in this article, it says, Dyer explains that once Stem Express has the desired organs, they ship them to academic institutions for use. Sometimes academics have found scar, you know, they've used these intact cadavers. And then also in the interview, she says, quote, if you have intact cases, which we've done a lot, we sometimes ship those back to our lab in its entirety, she said. Tell the lab, and this is a quote, tell the lab it's coming so they don't open the box and scream. Their lab techs freak out and have meltdowns. And why would they have, you know, no doubt they have a meltdown. They open up a container, and inside that container is an intact baby. So they give them warnings that we are sending you an intact baby. Some of those babies are intact. Some of those babies, as the evidence came out in California, one of the individuals testified that they have at least an intact baby at least once a month, this one particular facility, at least an intact baby once a month. Now, these intact babies are aborted without any chemicals, no anesthesia, because the research facilities, they don't want some other kind of drug into the tissue because it also affects their research if they have some drug as part of that research. So they want it drug-free, meaning that these babies are born alive, intact, and then they're shipped out. And they know that it's horrible because they have to call ahead and say, warning, this is an intact baby. Don't freak out when you open up that container and you see this intact baby. Some of the body parts are not intact because they're going after parts. They probably can get more money dividing the parts up and selling them individually than if they were to deliver a full intact baby. But in some cases, that's what the research facility wants. They want a full intact human baby. In other cases, they want livers, they want maybe hearts, or they want lungs, kidneys, brains, whatever. They order them as part of their research. So they are chopping up the babies and they are selling them for huge profits. We already know that Stem Express and some others, Biomax and some of the others, were involved in this. That's from their own words. And some of this came out in the criminal preliminary hearing trial, as well as some of it came out briefly in the civil case through the testimony of our individual clients. But the and we also know that they were ordered to pay money for what they did. But the judge would not allow the jury to hear any of that information, would not allow the jury to hear any information about whether they did anything wrong, whether they had to pay, whether other prosecutors went after these organ procurement companies for violating state and federal law, which they actually did, would not allow the jury to know the impact of these videos, that it actually initiated these prosecutors to look at these organ procurement companies and these abortion facilities and ultimately to take action, would not allow them to know that the House and the Senate did investigations and both of them referred Planned Parenthood for criminal investigation and prosecution accordingly. None of that was allowed to be heard by this jury in San Francisco in the civil trial.
And you know, it's a horrific industry, Matt, and this whole investigation, this whole journalistic, these interviews started with Sandra and David DeLayton when pro-life counselors were actually witnessing what was going on. They were seeing these women were going into these abortion facilities, having abortions, and then the FedEx truck would pull up, put the parts in the truck, ship them off to these research centers. Even before the woman had gotten out, or maybe she was becoming ill in the bushes, she hadn't even left the center yet, and they were already shipping these precious baby body parts off to these research centers. So that's really where it all started, when they witnessed this actually happening.
Yeah, and here's some more on this videotape from 2015 of Kate Dyer, the CEO of Stem Express. She says, after saying that they needed to warn the labs, these are the research labs, that this full intact baby is coming. She says, quote, academic labs cannot fly like that. They are just not capable, close quote. It's almost like they don't want to know where it comes from. I can see that. In other words, she's saying, you know, they're going to freak out. The people at Stem Express, the abortion facilities, they see this human tragedy all the time, and so they're callous to it.
Right.
And these lab technicians, these researchers, they're not. That's why she says they can't fly like that. It's almost as though they don't want to know where it comes from. I can see that. She says that she often receives instructions from scientists who experiment on aborted babies that, quote, we need limbs, but no hands and feet need to be attached, close quote. And she goes on and, quote, and I think, quite frankly, that's why researchers, ultimately some of them, get into a lot of other things, close quote. I don't know what she means by a lot of other things. Maybe it's other kinds of destructive behavior, or maybe it's just, you know, they don't want to do research on human baby parts and full intact bodies.
It's like Frankenstein.
Yeah, so, you know, continue to pray for this case. Sandra Merritt and David Layden, we're representing Sandra. This case is not over by any chance. The jury or this particular court in San Francisco will not have the last word. We're going to go up on appeal. It's going to be very costly, very time-consuming, but continue to pray that the truth comes out. Pray for Sandra. Pray for our legal team. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.